Baker, Equalization Board.
Margaret Darter, County Clerk.
Philip Murphy, County Attorney.
Dale Wamsley, Total Assessment.
Donna Beck, Assessor's Office.
You, sir?
I'm sorry, Wayne Tannenbaum with the appellant.
Okay. I'm gonna let Margaret swear one in.
Okay, if you'll raise your right hand, I swear to tell the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
I do.
I do.
Okay, I'm gonna read off the parcels number. I have that we are hearing seven parcels, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Parcel number 710-09015-022. Parcel number 710-07785-001. Parcel number 710-07785-002. Parcel number 710-08953-001. Parcel number 710-08951-000. Parcel number 710-08953-002. Parcel number 710-08115-015. And the last one is 710-08115-002. The hearing will start with task and assessor going first, and then you as a complaint will go second, and then if we have any questions and rebut, that'll be after that. You'll both have a couple minutes to rebut, and then that'll be it. Then we will make a decision, and you will be given a letter within 10 days.
Okay, I just had a quick question. I'm sorry. Is it required or possible, even just to get email even now? I don't believe we received the appraiser's evidence on any of these, unless I'm mistaken.
I don't believe I'm required to send any.
He's not required to send that to you, sir. You're required.
That's fine, but how would I do rebuttal on information I'm hearing for the first time? I'm just wondering. But that's fine.
Okay, is there a particular one that Tass wants to start with first?
Well, I've got them lined up in order. He read the parcel numbers off the other day to us. And the first one is 710-08115-002.
Okay.
It is Dodge, Superior Dodge.
Okay.
All right. If you would turn to your, I believe you have what I have, page 21. I think it's in that stack you had right there in your left hand, Linda.
In this one?
Yes, it's in that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Page 22?
21.
Oh, 21.
When I started in the business, the appraisal business, the first thing that was drilled into my head in about any class you took is location, location, location. When I started valuing property, people drilled it in my head that if you don't have your land value right, you're wasting your time. On page 21, where they have their land comparables, you can see what they're using for land comparables. They've got sale number one off College. That sits off College. I mean, it's behind some other buildings on Allison Street. And sale number two, they're showing it to be 7.34 acres for the $1 million sale. That is incorrect. That $1,555,209 sale was for 1.51 acres that sits right off Dave Ward. It now has a car wash on it. The per square foot price on that is $1,604. Then the next one is on East German. This is where Keithley Road comes out on East German, and they're building apartments in there. I imagine this is zoned multifamily. Mm-hmm. On the last one, on Amity, that sits way up behind another parcel next to a power station up in there. If you're familiar with it, if you look on page 22, they have a little sheet and they're trying to locate where the sales are. Sale number one, they've got real close to 40. It's not. It's back there above the number two. There's no frontage. Jim Rankin bought this, and he said he tried real hard to get the price down. It wouldn't go, and he was thinking about building apartments on it. Okay, that, if you go to page 25, the little pointer they got for that land there, Jim's is actually just north of that. Page 25 is supposedly showing the whole parcel of 7.32 acres when it only 1.51 sold. Now, if you right Superior Chevrolet, the land sold in 2010. Okay, it's 11 years old. I agree with that. It sold for $1,693,000 or $6.87 a foot. The last I heard, they're not making any more of that land. You can go right down. There was a sale behind it for the retirement center that sold in 2015 for $6.75 a foot. If you go back further back in it, there's an Arkansas Urology that sold in 8 of 2018 for $10 a foot. This land is worth more than they're trying to tell you. Always has been, probably always will be. You know, the Urology and Retirement Center, you know, yeah, they have frontage on the road. They don't have frontage on the interstate. Car lots seem to like to get on the interstates. Then if you go further back in, on their cost, which is on page 15, they're not showing any package units. They aren't showing space heaters, but a lot of this stuff on here, service centers and stuff, service garage, have it, the base cost on it is space heaters. Another thing they're not showing is they go down there, extra features. Well, I'm taking that to mean what we call lump sums. You know, yard item stuff. They've got $100,000. We've got $897,000. There's a lot of concrete or asphalt. I don't remember which right offhand. Yeah, there's $518,000 worth of concrete. Another $188,000 worth of asphalt. And that's all I have, so I'll let him take over.
Okay, sir.
I'm sorry, should I proceed?
Yes.
And you do have our packet of evidence, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to do an intro also, since Mr. Wamsley wanted to. I've been doing this particular portion tax work on properties for about 10 years, and I have 10 years before that of other real estate my entire career. appraisal, commercial appraisal, residential. It goes on acquisition, development, and I usually don't explain that until I hear certain things after 10 years. Sometimes I hear some things that are still interesting to me. And the reason I brought all that up and the reason why we have, by the way, hundreds, and that's not exaggerating, hundreds of dealerships over the years, and we've acquired more and more to do this type of work because of the fact these are so difficult to value that it often comes down to the cost approach. But for Mr. Walmsley to somehow say that if you don't have land value, you have nothing, well, what if we agreed to your land value? Then we got something. So my point is that, yes, I believe we do have comps nearby. I do believe we have valid sale land comps that support lower. But let's, for the sake of argument, assume that possibly the board feels that our comps are not up to par and somehow they would like to have the land value be the same as the assessor. That's fantastic. But that's only half of the cost approach, period. That's a given. In all the cases we have throughout the nation, hundreds and hundreds of dealerships, I would say 80% of the time we get a reduction, if we get a reduction, which is quite often, on the improvement. And the land stays the same. 20% of the time we get lower land value. So obviously every county throughout the nation looks at both aspects, land and improvements, separately on the cost approach, and puts them together to come up with the reasonable value. On this one, I already can tell, and now I understand what the difference is between our improvement value and this increased improvement value. And by the way, here's something very interesting, and this is not on all the properties, and if Mr. Walmsley wants to correct me if I'm wrong about this, and this is by far the highest increase of all the properties we're doing today, so I don't know if it's just a coincidence we're doing this first or not, but the 2020 value, the total value was $3 million. The land was $2,134,450, and the improvements were $865,550. Now, if I'm wrong about that, that's fine, I'd like to know. But what's interesting about that is that's almost like saying the entire paving and everything in 2020 was taken into account by the county and didn't value the buildings. They're saying they have over $800,000 on site improvements, which is our extra features, paving, lighting, et cetera. How is that even possible if the prior year improvements were only $865,000? And what's interesting is that now all of a sudden this year, the land's the same value, according to the county, which is fine, but they're saying the improvements are $2,212,300. So they're saying the improvements should be valued more than double what they were the year before. Well, to be honest with you, we're saying they should be valued well more than they were the year before. We agree. So we're not sitting here trying to say, wait a minute, you valued this last year at $865,000, the entire improvements, including extra features, you should be at that value. No, we're not even close to that value. We're much more than that value. We are at $1,647,596 on our page 15. So on our page 15, regardless of the land, we are almost double what the county themselves had on as the improvements last year. Now, but for this particular year, we're about $600,000 less. So we believed that, yes, the improvements were well undervalued the year before, but we're doubling them. And now I understand what the difference is, and I can explain this, and this is an absolute fact that can be looked up in Marshall and Swift and could be noticed, and I apologize for not including this. I didn't realize they have so much, and I should have known on the extra features. And the reason I say that is, if we're at $100,000 and they're at $800,000, that's the difference in our value. Meaning all the buildings, the showroom, service center, service garage, which we'll have issues with probably on other appeals possibly, I think we're agreeing that that value is about $1.5 million. Which is still far over. We're being conservative and fair in saying it's far over last year, but yes, there should be an increase. The $600,000-$700,000 difference is on this extra features. Well, 100% they're incorrect, and I'll explain why. If you look at the pictures, and I know this property, and there's people here that have visited this property, the property was built in 2000. When it comes to all of the showroom and all those other areas, when you do a Marshall and Swift cost analysis, you know, the actual life of buildings, this type of building, service garage, etc., 40 years, 35 years, in that range. You know what paving is? 15 years. Am I exaggerating? No, because it's actually from 7 years to 20 years. Total life. The complete life of paving. And according to Marshall and Swift, then it's basically, well, they never make anything worthless, but essentially it's 90% depreciated. And that is why we have such a low value on the extra features. Somehow, even though this is built 2000, which was about 20 years ago, believe much has been done to the paving, not only from our pictures, but information from people that have visited this property, from our where we work here. The paving is almost all depreciated. So how in the world, according to Marshall and Swift, given 20 years at the most, 15 years or so, well, that's already all depreciated. How do you get $800,000 on your extra features on paving and lighting? It's impossible. Unless you're giving a total life of paving, like 40, 50 years, which would be nowhere, meaning Marshall and Swift gives 15 years, 20, it is not possible. So absolutely we believe there's some type of reduction based off of especially the paving and site improvements. We have $100,000 because we depreciated 90% of it, and I believe the county has $700,000-$800,000 on that type of area. And I think this case is very simply the fact that we absolutely agree and believe that the value last year or prior year should be increased quite a bit, and the improvement should be increased quite a bit from the prior year, but nowhere to the point of this $2.2 million of improvements based especially on the site, extra site improvements and extra features. So hopefully the board will take everything into account and at least come up with somewhat of a lower value, especially based on the paving, et cetera. That's all we have.
Okay. Any rebut or any questions from the board?
Well, Chauncey, from the aerial, can we tell what the paving, the polygons from the paving? We printed that one.
Yeah, you can. I mean, you can see where there is paving, and then this is more concrete.
That's a lot of paving.
You can kind of tell the difference.
I would think if nothing's been done to that since what year, you would be falling into potholes, you would think, by now.
Yeah, because the front part is concrete. And then from the side of the building to the west is mostly paving.
And I'm sorry to interrupt, but I meant concrete and paving, the 15-year life, all of it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you said 20.
No, it's 15.
I'd like to kind of touch on what Chrissy just said. If we went out there and there's holes in it, it's all busted up, yeah, we're going to mark it down, okay? Anybody with any sense is going to mark it down. We do not use actual age. We use effective age, okay? You know, yeah, if you pour an interstate 20 years ago, it might be busted up by now and need resurfacing. This is not an interstate, it's a parking lot. They're parking cars on there.
Right.
They don't have a whole bunch of cars running in and out. To me, the life on that's a lot longer than 15, 20 years. I understand what Marshall Swift says, but you got to use some judgment. Second off, I never said if you don't have your land right, you got nothing. I said if you don't have your land right, you're wasting your time. Third, the building was put on in 2017 by a board override for $3 million when the owner came to the board. That override, I take them off every time we do a reval. That's why it went up so much. And that's all I got to say.
Okay. If there's not any other questions, then we'll move on to the next parcel. And we'll make a decision, and we'll have a letter on this parcel within the next 10 days.
Okay, the next parcel I have is right next door to the Dodge dealership. And I'll save some time because we're looking at the same, say, land sales. We're looking at the same comps. I mean, my same land sales. And we're just going to jump right to the extra features, or what we call lump sums. They've got $185,000. Do I need to go do the parcel
number? We need the parcel number.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think you said Dodge, and we just did that one. We're jumping over to the Chevrolet next door?
Yeah, the Chevrolet next door to the Dodge.
What's the parcel number?
710-08115-015.
Okay. Sorry. Barrier,
I'm sorry, I got ahead of myself.
No, you're fine.
I said I won't go through the land stuff again. It's the same stuff. I mean, it's their same comparables, and I'm going to use the same ones. So, but if you go to page 13 on their cost analysis. point out once again that they're using $185,000 for the lump sums or extra features. I'm using $667,000. Also, this has 100% package, which is more than their space heater, package heat and air, and it has a wet sprinkler system, and it also has a storage mezzanine. You know, it seems like all they're doing is pricing the buildings. To me, there's more to it than just pricing the buildings. They have a land value of $742,000, and we have a land value of $1,719,000, and that's at $7 a foot. And I think that's pretty well proven down in there. And I'll let Wayne have his say.
All right. And I'll quickly go over the land issue again. We are absolutely not conceding that the land should be at 7, especially on this, because sometimes we supply land comps that are far away. But in this case, especially our land sale 1 and 2 are not far away. So I'm really just going to let the board look into our land comps and your land comps and decide if they believe that the $7 is still appropriate for this particular property. But I will concede to one thing on this one that is different than the last one. Since this was built in 2013, and by the way, this is why we have more on extra features on this one, more value. That's only, you're right, that's only about 8 years, 7 years old as of the valuation. And again, we have almost double the amount of extra features on this one as the prior one, but still, I can concede that that's a little low, because even if the paving does have 15 years of life or 20 or what have you, this is only 7, so that'd only be 50% depreciated, if that. Because I agree with the effective age comes into play. Again, we're not talking about paving that's 20 years old and effective age of 15, which would still be almost depreciated in full, but we're talking about a 7-year-old total, maybe 5 effective age or so on the paving. So I understand where this one's a little harder case where, so what I'm going to do is if I go to our page, for example, number 13 of our evidence, we had a total of replacement cost new less depreciation. That's where it says RCNLD, which I should explain before. That's essentially all of the improvement value for us along with the extra features. And I think we're at $1,531,000 rounded, and I think the county is at $2,112,000. So there is about a $600,000 difference. Now, I would add maybe $200,000 more to our, like I don't have to agree with the $600,000 extra features, but I think it should be more like $400,000. So that replacement cost new less depreciation would then be $1,731,000 in our information, even if you kept the land value the same. So two separate issues, which is we're still about $300,000 less than the county on this one. This one, to us, does have a difference in building value more than just the extra features, meaning we have a lower overall building value. One thing I wanted to say before I go over that quickly is that starting on page 14, so this is all directly from Marshall and Swift. You've been using this for 10 years. You can see there under Marshall and Swift, each area is given there. And it's not as if each area just says, oh, here, for example, Automotive Service Center, their C average, for example. It gives, if you look at the top, exterior walls, interior finish, lighting, plumbing, mechanical, heat, and under the showroom, it has package AC. So we are including all those factors, and then to the far right, on page 14 and beyond, gives you the per square foot value, depending on the class, and the heat, and the air, and the finish, et cetera. So it's not as if we're just not looking at the shell of the building at all. We're just taking the direct numbers from Marshall and Swift and the class and the type of building and calculating the numbers minus the depreciation. On these buildings, it's minor depreciation. It's about 8% on the main areas. The repair garage, we're using a lower class because it is a lower class, and that's usually the case for dealerships. The showrooms, we're using C average, which is definitely typical for any dealership, unless it's a vastly superior type building. One thing that maybe there's a difference is we have something in our information report in Hawaii in certain areas is 1.5. We use that to the detriment of our cases. In other words, we always use a regional multiplier. So one multiplier that's used over and over again consistently, mainly through counties, if we're talking about adding multipliers or this and that. And the thing is, we always include it, even if it hurts us. Meaning, you go to Hawaii, it's 50% more value. And what that multiplier is, it just takes income and says, look, here's this area, what's going on with the price of construction, employees, et cetera, et cetera. Now, it happens to be 0.87. So in this particular county, and we always use it, it happens to benefit us. That regional multiplier might be part of the difference in why we're a little bit lower. But it's fair, and that's what's used most of the time, most counties, et cetera, that we deal with. So maybe that's the difference, because now there's only a difference. When I added 200,000 in extra features to our number there, 1.7 million versus 2.1 on the improvements, you know, that 0.87 multiplier obviously decreases the improvement value. I'm saying there is a slight reduction here possible based on improvements. And it's more based on a little bit on the site improvements and a little bit on the main buildings. So I'll just let the board take everything into account and see if they feel like a lower value is necessary on this one.
Okay. I'd like to point out that the 8.7 he's referring to is used in this. You can't see it. We use Marshall Swift. They send us a disk, or I guess the software provider, a disk. Whenever we're going to redo a county, revalue a county, they send a disk at the end of the year. I think it's the third quarter of 2020, their cost. And in that, they have these multipliers he's referring to built in.
Okay.
I can't see them. I don't even think the software people can see them. It's just built in already, but it is there. I've priced out enough stuff on Marshall Swift by hand. Believe me, it's there. And I wanted to go back for a second and just point out, if you go to the Marshall Swift pages he's talking about, if you have a C average automotive center, it says space heaters. If you're pricing this by hand, you're going to get the difference between warm and cool air and space heaters and add it back in. And maybe he said something and I missed it, but I never heard anything about sprinklers. I mean, you got to add this stuff back in. It's part of it. If you go further in your packet, I think it's four. Hang on a second. To page 19. And I overlooked this a while ago. Their land sales, I thought were all the same. Until you get over to the number 4, they found 3.08 acres on Blaney Hill Road. Does everybody know where Blaney Hill Road is?
Yeah.
Yes.
Does anybody think anything's comparable there? I don't. I mean, so I'm just pointing that out. I think you'll see that again in here. But anyway, that's all I have.
Okay, so if there's not any questions from anybody, we'll move on to the next parcel.
I actually did want to do a rebuttal or closing on this one.
2 minutes.
2 minutes is fine. That's all I need. Number one, we're not even that far off on values. This property did not get increased, interestingly enough, over the years. And we are about $150,000 less on the site improvements. I think a little over on that one, not tremendously over. And we're about $150,000 less on the buildings. And the reason I say that is, one thing that is correct is you need to add about $90,000 for sprinklers. I agree, we did not add that. $3 per maybe to the building. So our point is we're about $150,000 less in buildings, $150,000 less in site improvements. We're not that far off, and I'll just leave it up to the board to see what they decide.
Okay.
Thank you.
Which one's next? If you'll read the next one that you want to.
Yes, ma'am. 710-0901-5022, which is a Nissan, Superior Nissan of Conway on Collier Drive. We are looking at a land value of $2.14. Over on Collier Drive years ago, we had land sales for $3 a foot. That's what we used. You know, we looked at this and said, okay, the back part, it needs to be lowered a little bit, and that's why we're coming up with a $2.14. Once again, this has warm and cool air in a percent in 5,724 square feet of building. And going to page 20. They're using the comparable there on college, off college again on Allison, back up in Pine. And they're using a sale on Highway 64, 278 East Highway 64. That's going to Valonia on the south side of the road, right there before you get to Steve's Automotive. I think there used to be an old two-story farmhouse down in there. And it's sold, and they've tore down the house, and it's a hillside. I think you're going to have to do something if you want any road frontage on that thing. You got to do a lot of fill. And then you got German again, which is across from Keithley Drive. And then you got 600 Museum, 1600, I'm sorry. It looks like it sold for $135,000. And then the, I don't know. If any, I don't think we ever found the 225. I can't remember. I know I looked for it. Okay. We have a sale around the corner here on Bob Courtway, west of a drainage ditch. It sold for $4 a foot. It was 1.12 acres. Bob Courtway, as you turn off Oak, you're headed north. There's a drainage ditch right there, and that's one of the sales I can find.
It's on the left-hand side, right? Yeah, as you're going north. It's on the left-hand side as you're going north?
Yep, yep. And the sale on, there's a sale on a parcel that I found. I'm sorry, the sale on the museum was for 2.25, I believe. The one I found for the 135 has a little building on it, and I believe it's just a tad over an acre.
1.07.
Okay. And I couldn't, the only other thing I could find anywhere close to there is the city of Conway bought 10 residential lots, less than 1 acre, for $75,000, if that means anybody really. It's the only thing I could really find. Nothing has sold on Bob Courtway for quite a while. Any vacant, anyway.
Well, I think the one he's talking about on Bob Courtway is the one across from that little strip. Because they're already building there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you have the amount of that sale that was on Bob Courtway?
Have a what?
The amount of the sale. I think you said it was 1.12 acres.
$195,000. Okay. It sold at 8 of 2020.
remember.
Once again, when we go to our cost analysis, there's no heat and air, and we've got $330,000 for the lump sums or extra features. They're showing $100,000. This one doesn't seem real far off to me. You know, it's further off than I thought. But I'll let Mr. Tenenbaum go ahead and have his say.
Okay. Well, it's kind of interesting. I mean, most of the time we don't find any evidence that would support a higher value. But if you look at our land sales, and I'm not saying overall the land should be higher. First of all, we appreciate that the land was actually lower this year, and our client definitely appreciates that. And we have 3 out of 4 land sales that support lower. One almost supports the value, and actually our first land sale looks like it supports higher after adjustment. So that's what I meant by that. This is obviously a much tougher case for land. I'm not saying the other ones were easier. There might be no change on land on all of these or some of these, but this one for sure, I don't think I'm going to argue much on the land aspect, and it was lower. And I think the buildings themselves, one thing I just want to say in general is if you look at our pictures of this property and most properties, you'll notice, and this is why we're going to come back to just on this one, maybe the site improvements, is that, you know, if you look at the showroom, that's really where over time they need to improve as far as both mandated by dealerships and just by competition, why they have to improve those areas. When you look at the service garage, I mean, the last picture we have here on this one, for example, that's a metal building. They're not really as concerned what people think. That's just where they fix cars. So there's a vast difference on what they care about on their property. But one thing they should care about and do is whether you drive up or around or what have you, they need to care about their paving, both by competition, et cetera. There's something to be said by, you know, if you pull up to a dealership and you're like, and look at our pictures, why do you have such cracked paving? I mean, you don't even care to. So there's a point where if you're going to buy this dealership as of this date, not just according to Marshall and Swift, but you're going to have to put in a tremendous amount of money fixing up and taking care of this paving, not just because the economic life is gone. It was built in 1997. But just for competition, et cetera, purposes. So I think on this particular case, the only thing we're saying is that we think there should be a little less on the overall improvement, because I have a feeling, unless I'm wrong, that maybe the county can tell you that they're higher on the extra features again for about $100,000. And I'm not sure what they have, but if they have higher than $100,000, we think it should be lower than that. That's all we have on this one.
Okay. Anybody got any questions?
Can I? Mm-hmm. I can ask something real quick.
One thing. Go ahead.
Okay. Wayne, just out of curiosity, on your land sales comparisons, do you guys make an adjustment for size? Do you ever try to make a adjustment for location?
Well, to be honest with you, we have done that in the past, and obviously you know the area better than we do. The board knows the area better than we do. So when it comes to our land comps, we really leave it up to you guys to decide what you feel about the location. I think that's more appropriate, to be honest.
Okay. So if there's not any questions, let's go to the next parcel.
Okay. We have parcel 710-0778-5002. And that parcel has been reduced to
$162,260.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure if we're going forward on that one. What's the parcel number again? I'm sorry.
710-0778-5002.
Can I say something real quick about that? That's the one I was going to say. There was an RC minor subdivision plat that was filed that was worked this year. So when I looked at the aerial photo of what they actually submitted to the county clerk to make an appointment, it looked like it was that whole portion, which would now be both parcels since the subdivision was worked. It would be two parcels. That's the reason I gave y'all the 001 and 002 of that. So one of them now has a Cane's Chicken on it, but it hasn't been picked up yet. So what y'all will only see is the vacant land of both of those. But that's what they are. So I wasn't sure if he was aware there was two parcels and coming on both of those, or if to him it's one large piece. But the old number has been turned into the info number for that subdivision, and now the two lots are those two individual parcels now. But when they sent in their stuff, it looked like they were covering the whole thing, which would be two parcels.
Well, we can agree to, you're saying the property you just mentioned, Mr. Wamsley mentioned, if you tell me the starting and ending value of that one, we could probably not concern ourselves with that. Could you go ahead and tell me those values again?
On the 002 parcel, we have $162,260. On the 001 parcel, we have
$217,800. Well, I mean, we might be fine in a sense agreeing to those values. I'm just trying to figure out, I just want to make sure we still have left the dealership, the main dealership, on here. We have the Honda left. I just want to make sure we have the main dealerships on here, and then maybe we can go ahead and agree to those values. Because the parcel numbers, right, aren't really matching up what we have.
That would be a Cane's Chicken location and the vacant lot behind it.
I mean, at this point, I do believe we could agree to those, because those are mainly land values you're talking about, right?
Yes, there's no improvement on either one for this year.
Okay, we'll agree to those values, that's fine.
Okay, so you're going to withdraw of discussing those and agree to the values that the assessor has?
Yes.
I'm going to read the parcels just so we know. 710-07785-001 at $217,800. And then the other parcel, 710-07785-002, $162,260. Yeah, everybody's agreed upon those. Okay. Dave? Next parcel.
Okay. Hang on just a second. I'm trying to find some stuff. It's just too many pages to deal with here. Basically a total of three parcels together.
Yeah.
That's how they're treating it. 710-08953-002. 510-08953-51001. And the last one is 710-08953-001.
No. That's not what I have here. I have 710-08953-001, Honda World. Parcel number 710-08951-000, Honda again. 710-08953-002, Honda again.
Do you have
8951-00-53001.
Yes. That's what I got.
So everybody has?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Maybe I said the wrong number.
I think you said an 001 in there on the 8951. You made it an 001.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You can go to page 17 in your handout. And once again, we've got College Avenue as a land comp. It's behind, off College. It's behind. College goes down and you get off on a road called Lumac and you turn up on Allison. There's a big medical facility back there. I was there years ago. I can't remember what it is. And then we got the 800 South Amity, which I told you it was incorrect on their size. And then we got German again, and we got Amity, Jim Rankin's parcel up in there. All right, now, this is on Dave Ward Drive. There was a sale that occurred occurred is right on the corner of Oak and Exchange on the south side of the road. I think there's a coffee shop there.
Oak and Exchange?
Pardon?
Oak and Exchange or Dave Ward and Exchange?
I wrote Oak, it's Dave Ward. I'm
sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm getting tired.
Oak and
Exchange. It's 1.09 acres, $700,000 sale. $14.74 a foot. I mean, it's right there by the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got another one. It's on Dave Ward. It's where Duncan Tractor was.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's two lots west. It's 3/4 acre for $6.73. Then I've got, it's a DeBoard Electronics on Dave Ward.
Mm-hmm.
It's 6 acres, and it sold for $4 a foot.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the Pizza Ranch down south of Dave Ward. I believe Covington bought all that land
mm-hmm.
and sold the Pizza Ranch for $6.50 a foot, and it doesn't even have frontage.
Right. Correct.
So. Our land value on that is, I got them all three together by throwing the right card. Going once again to the lump sums. Here it is. This parcel is 7.05 acres when you add it all together. Is everybody familiar with the three I'm talking about, the three parcels? It's got the dealership up front. It's got a little piece behind it that kind of follows a railroad track and makes kind of a triangle. And then there's a piece to the east of it that is up and behind the C-store there. It has like a little sliver going off the road going back to it. And if you add them all together, you come up with $2.95 a foot.
And what it's assessed right now?
Pardon me?
All three.
$2.95
a foot. $2.95, yes, ma'am.
What it's assessed at now. Okay.
And there's 100% warm and cool air and 100% wet sprinkler system in here. I don't see that on their cost anywhere.
Okay.
And I think that's all I got right now.
Okay, Mr. Wayne.
Okay, and you should have our packet. If we could first start off briefly with the land issue. Which, by the way, on page 17 of our packet, and we've probably gone over these before, possibly, but 17 and 18, if you go back and forth, but the one thing I wanted to note on page 18 is our sale 1 and 2 are very close to the subject. And then if you go back to page 17, the sale 1 we have sold for $251 a square foot in 2020, and sale 2 sold for $330 a square foot. Now, maybe I missed some of the things that the appraiser, Mr. Wormley, said about those sales, but this is what we have from CoStar. The first land sale nearby is 4.2 acres. The second one nearby is 7.34 acres, and we're a little over 7 acres. And again, these sold for $251 a square foot and $330 a square foot, and we're on for $458 for the entire committee, because I believe, and I might have missed that part also, but our point is, if we are correct in the situation, we're going to let the board decide what they think of, especially our first two land sales, and if there is a lower land value. But on this particular one, there's a much bigger discrepancy on the improvements overall. So we've had properties that we've agreed are maybe, to us, should be slightly lower. We've had a property that we truly believe that was increased too much the first case we had. But on this particular property, there's a big difference on improvement in full. And this one, again, what's interesting about this one is we have, even though the year ago was 2002, if you go to our page 9, we do understand that essentially most of this, even including the repair garage, which usually isn't the case, has been remodeled. And we actually give the year 2015 as an effective year. So number one, we're, it's not as if we're saying this is 2002, never been remodeled, and, or not slightly been remodeled. And by the way, the other properties we have slightly been remodeled, if that, including the paving. This one is different. This one has been remodeled recently. I don't know the exact date, but we accounted for that as in 2015 effective year. Because we've given 2015 effective year on page 9, you'll notice that our depreciation is very minor on these, 6%, 11%, 6%, and 16% on the car wash. But the car wash is more of a minor value in this. It's small. So most of this property, or at least the showroom and the service center, we've only given a 6% depreciation. So what's interesting about this is, and if this is a Honda property, again, that's typical, and I hope we don't, we haven't yet had to go through a main argument about class, type, et cetera, because and sometimes even higher-end dealerships, whether Mercedes or what have you, even those sometimes are C-average type properties, and some of those even are F-average repair garage. But there are times where you have a higher-end dealership and the building itself is nicer than the most dealerships out there. Then it would cause for C-excellence or A-class or whatever the situation is. But and we haven't had to argue about that. So we've given the class there for Honda dealership, basic, normal Honda dealership. We've given effective year, that's 2015. We've given depreciation for Marshall & Swift, replacement cost new, which, you know, includes everything except I do say even if you take $3, it's the one thing we should put in here, I agree on that at least, is $3 per sprinkler. That would only add about $100,000 more in the value on improvements. If we add $100,000, including the reasonable multiplier we use, including our extra features, which I'll explain, we come up with the value. We have $1,959,600. 23 on page 9, but let me add 100,000 to that for sprinklers. It'd be 2,059,000. Now we're a little over 2 million on our improvements, and the county value is, I believe, 2,935,250. So there is a dramatic difference. Even if I had the sprinklers, we're about 900,000 off. Now I can admit that, and let me just see how large this is. A larger site, 300,000 square feet. I do admit that because it's been remodeled, and unfortunately, because we don't have pictures of the paving on this one, I have to assume, again, that they have done something to the paving, and that there would be, we put $170,000, but I have a feeling there's more value, I agree, on the paving. They must have done something to it, unless they would have had pictures, which unfortunately we don't. So my point is that before taking into account some additional value for paving, we're still about $900,000 off, including sprinklers. So I'd be interested to know, number one, what improvement, extra feature value for this property that the county has on, and then maybe do a little more on rebuttal. But as of now, we're quite a ways off on the improvement value. And that's all we have.
Okay. Dale, do you have any rebuttal?
I forgot I reduced this one a little bit already. I got the land value is like $1,123,000 just on this parcel. Okay? I didn't change that I changed the building to $2,669,215, and that puts just this parcel at a value of
$3,793,065. Okay. Well, I mean, just to be honest, I didn't know that was the case. And that's about $250,000 less than it's on for, and that bridges the gap. And also, as I explained, I think there should be more value on our paving. So, I mean, I guess we could, to save time and everything, I think we could agree to that lower value.
And I forgot I had adjusted this the other day, and it just slipped my mind.
Okay, so I need to read that
off. So that'll be a no change, correct, because it's what he came in with?
Yes.
But that was a lower value off the original 2021 value, right?
So then we need to put it, what it was to what it is, I think.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're looking at parcel number 710-08953-002. Value at $3,793,065, which TAS had reduced. And so, therefore, that would be no change. We'll affirm that.
Right, but it was reduced off of the original 2021 value. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Would you say
and will we get a notice of that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. The only thing is, and I hate to do this, is I'm just worried that if we're going to get a no change from the board, which I understand, can somebody send us something, or whether it's Dale or the board, saying, yes, but this is a lower value from the original value.
She needs a new property card showing the.
I can send him a new notice when we get the assessment history change.
Yeah.
Wayne, I'll email you a new notice when we get the assessment history change.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, if there's nothing else, we'll discuss these other ones, and you should have a letter in 10 business days or 10 days. Anybody got any questions before
Ask Wayne, what address, does one of us have a current address of where you want these letters sent to so that they're not lost going to the mailing address I have on the property cards?
I appreciate that. Yes, sometimes that gets confusing.
Yes.
So please send it as typical to us at Pivotal Tax. And I don't know if you have the address, but it's, let me just make sure. I've been here so long sometimes I forget. Make sure. Okay, it's 202 North Lindsay, L-I-N-D.
It's on
I'm sorry, L-I-N-D-S-A-Y Road. So 202 North Lindsay Road, and it's suite 201. And that's in Mesa, M-E-S-A, Mesa, Arizona. And the zip code is 85213.
Okay, thank you.
Is that all we have today?
That's it. Thank you very much.
All right. You take care.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. So we have to discuss the one, so Dale will have to leave the room. No? Okay.
I think he's just not allowed to
say anything.
Yeah.
Come on.
No. Okay, guys. So, no, it's not.
We did find out for sure about the apers.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good. It's all coming out of the same fund.
Okay, let's
fix this and I'll email it.
Okay.
I'll still be my office.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
Okay.
So he accepted the ones that we read off for two parcels of Kane's and that other lot. accepted. We've got to go back. This last one, but I need the actual sheets to go over. I can't do it through this kind of stuff.
Okay, well, Superior needs. So we need.
Well, then we have to make a decision on it.
Yeah, on all of them. But it's easier if I have a property card to look at or an application form to look at.
Well, now here's the three. Are you okay?
Yeah, would you mind?
No. That's three that we have to make a decision on.
Yeah. Okay, so the three that we have to make a decision on is United Motor Company parcel number 7100815-002. Yes.
Okay.
And I did have a couple things.
So which one
that.
Is that?
The Superior and Nissan.
07108 1. I went to the wrong one.
Yeah.
0915.
Yes. -022.
Okay. All right.
What is she reading? That's not what I read off.
I was going to say, you read off Dodge.
Read off the Dodge place. That's what I preached.
Yeah, that's what you read off was
that's
Dodge.
That's what I'm reading.
Okay, that's where I went was Dodge.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why I got confused when you said Nissan.
That's the one that's way off.
Yeah, that one was way off, and I understand some of his point there. So it did jump quite a bit on this one. And that's the one I think we overrode before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, United Motor Company. We overrode on that before.
$3 million.
We lowered it $3 million in the last 2 years.
Yeah, and mostly it's because Hal comes in and says, this is all I can keep getting for rent. He gets $20,000 a month.
So if you have your property card up here, it says 2016 informal. It shows you your new assess y'all decided on, and then 17 BOE change, and it shows that amount y'all decided on the property card. It gives you the two histories that y'all did.
You see the property card behind you?
Yeah, I'm just looking at it.
Okay.
Okay, so here. This is what we've done.
Yeah, up in here. Here's the note, see? 17 BOE.
Yeah, because Hal's coming every
so
time on this
two.
One. This is the first time Hal's never come in. He's had somebody else do it.
Right. Yeah, it's usually him himself. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He still owns it. And I think he's still getting the same rent from what he talked to me a lot long ago. So basically, he was talking on the parking lot on this one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over there.
And it's not getting any younger.
Or no.
It's getting older.
But I'm over there. I don't remember saying that it's not bad. I mean, I remember it's bad. The front part is concrete.
Mm-hmm. I was just there Friday. But.
Well, I mean, if you looked at the parcels that did sell over there, one was the numerology department there, or that right down the road.
And that living center that
yeah,
already came.
Those are
yeah.
really two compared comps.
Right.
What
they
were those?
The property
I think I wrote on that.
So how much are we off on this
one? We're off a million something. Million three.
I agree. I think he thinks, though, that the big jump is because y'all had lowered it and then reappraisal took it back up. And so he's saying a large increase, but that's why.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it went from a decreased value up to reappraisal all at once. So he saw a bigger jump than.
Yeah.
It hardly had anything on the building before. When you flat it like it was, it's going to show a lot less on the building than actually should have been because it was just a flat value.
Because we did flat it.
Yeah, they just had to come up with a way to fix the card when y'all come up with that. Yeah,
it's $426,890 assessed on the land. Then you subtract out that $3 million, and it gives very little on the building. That's why it looks like the building went up so much because of that $3 million.
We probably didn't explain it that way.
You wouldn't know
explain.
Unless you knew. You know why it went up so much. That's why.
Well, I think the reappraisal year, I mean, stuff.
And there are sales out there.
Yeah, there are.
Way closer than what they presented.
Well,
I think I came up
with
a 3.4 or 3.5 is what I came up with. I'm trying to figure out what I wrote it on.
Well, the new living center touches the back of that.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Living center, are you talking about Sabrina?
The one that Jeff's.
We're talking about Chevy, right? So.
Well, what's that living center?
Yeah, he was saying he was on, he was.
Yes, is that the number that you have?
About $150,000 less.
They must have named it after, right after.
Do we have anybody else after this or what?
This is it.
This is it, so.
I was worried we had it 2:30.
No.
Okay. All right, so I have to bet sale out.
My feeling is, we've bowed to it the last two times.
I mean, that is the oldest. That was the Dodge Place, the very first thing ever out there.
Yes.
Yeah,
it was there back when the golf green range was around Brawny, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It is the oldest thing out there.
Right. It was built in, what, 2000?
Everything's been built around him. Yeah, because Tommy Lewis did that himself before he passed.
I mean, we've readjusted, but it's, like we said, now the land sales have come up. It is what it is now.
What do we have that building on for?
Well, we've taken it down.
Right now, the building is on $2,212,280.
Yeah, I think that's too high. I think it's too high.
That building is old.
It's old. So, is there any way that we could age that building?
Have they renovated that building at all?
No, I was over there.
You age that building, girl.
Like
you age that building out for us.
They painted the inside.
So what? It's painted,
but it's not.
I was going to say attempted remodel. I hadn't seen any remodel.
No, I haven't seen any remodel in there.
No, I went Friday and picked Allison up. She dropped her Jeep off right there and got an oil change. I picked her up. It looked like the same old Dodge place it always has to me.
Yeah, and that's why I'm just thinking.
What do y'all got in mind? What value do you want me to get on the building? What do you want? Let's say, let me just plug it. If I do an adjustment factor instead of just trying to push with the A, it would be $1,991,052. That's a 10% off, that's 0.9.
A million what?
$1,991,052, just on the building.
Mm.
Now, if you go, depending on what you want. Now, if I do 20%, that's $1,769,820.
He had $1,007,000 over here working numbers. Okay. I think I'm good with that.
So
that's 20%.
Yeah.
Off the improvement value.
Improvement is just improvement. So
okay,
that will give you the new total value of $3,904,064.
Good job. I didn't hear it. What?
$3,904,064.
Okay.
Well, that's
20% off of this.
Yeah. So I think that's good. So we need to, somebody make a motion.
This is on 710-08-115-002.
Correct.
Okay, I'll make a motion we accept the total of $3,904,264.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, the new value will be $3,904,264. Okay, the next one, which we weren't that far off on that one, is 710-08115-015, Superior.
Mm-hmm.
We're about $150,000 difference on that one.
And that was on the land value, right?
I think so.
Who's our judge?
Okay. Which one are you on?
But if you leave it alone, you're going to leave the land value about the same as you're leaving the Dodge place. So.
Yeah, we really need to leave the land. The improvements.
Disappear.
I would say
Yes. Yes.
Superior Nissan.
Oh, it's Nissan.
No, it's Chevrolet.
Superior Chevrolet.
Superior Chevrolet.
Okay. That's what I just read off.
Yeah. I was making sure.
I gotta go home.
Yeah.
Well, let's take care of Nissan next so we can take care of get it out of the way.
If you leave this one the same as you just did the last one, you're keeping the land at about the same.
Yeah.
Like you will be keeping the land.
We were not that far off on that one.
What do you want to do?
I say leave it alone.
Leave this one.
Make motion?
I'll make a motion if you leave it.
It's way newer and way.
No change.
No change. Yeah.
Okay, do I have a second? Melinda, second. So all in favor?
Aye.
So, parcel number 710-08115-015, no change. Now, look at you. Okay, this next one is parcel number 710-09015-022, Superior Nissan. We are looking at, let's see what we got here.
I think we have land on that one also.
Oh, yeah. Let's see what we have. I don't have a card for that one.
Is there not a card behind there?
What go. Is it, the Nissan place?
Yeah.
Here's mine. You have it.
I found it.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay, so improvements.
Well, they're parking lots.
I was just there for an oil change.
I don't even remember if they're still over there. I know that.
I'm going to start. Every time I go on for oil change, I'm going to start working the third one.
Well, it's just not the parking lot. I mean, the building and everything. They redid the building on the inside a few years ago. I think the land's okay. I'm looking at the improvement. We have it appraised. Let's see here.
582861 is what the deal is.
I think it's all in line.
That's about $58.
Well, we certainly can.
About $58 on the building.
We got it about 58 a foot on
the land. I say we do that wrong too.
Motion? Yeah, because otherwise then we're going to have to go back.
Motion?
I make a motion with no change.
All second. All in favor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so parcel number 710-09015-022, no change.
I'm choking up now.
Anything else that we need to affirm before we adjourn for the year?
Y'all still have Honda World's Riverside property.
They agreed on it.
They agreed on it.
We read it in, I think. We read it in. But do I need to read it again?
So do y'all need to sign one as no change for those just to be?
Yeah. Well, he reduced it and it's no change and that's what we were going to do.
They lumped all those together and talked about the whole thing together, and so I have the other two parcels still separate over here.
So anything else to discuss? I say we adjourn for 2021. I'll say